Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much, and I am so glad that you have joined me for episode 1334 of the Weekday Podcast. And today, I want us to jump into a reminder of what we did together in the month of January, which was we read through the 31 chapters of Proverbs, a chapter a day. And if you're wondering, there is no law that keeps you from continuing to do that month after month. But the big word that we take away from the book of Proverbs is wisdom, and that wisdom is from heaven. It is always heaven sent. All good things are sent from above. All wisdom, true wisdom, is coming from God. And when we desire wisdom, the scriptures promise that when we go to God and we ask him for that, we should be encouraged and know that he will hear and answer. In the very first chapter of Proverbs, the text says in verse 7 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and that fools despise wisdom and instruction. So the whole quest for wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. Now, the fear is something that we totally confuse. We often take a look at fear and we think that this is fear as in I'm afraid. It is fear in the sense of I am in awe. So the presence of the Lord gives me this great awe where there is the beginning of wisdom. Now, knowledge and wisdom are closely tied together in the book. Knowledge tends to focus on correct understanding of the world and oneself as creatures of the magnificent and loving God, while wisdom, on the other hand, is an acquired skill of applying that knowledge rightly, decently, honestly, godly. It's the skill of godly living. It is the relinquishing of our will and surrendering to his that allows that godly living to happen. Though, if you think about it this way, the reason that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of both knowledge and wisdom, it's because that the moral life, in other words, those things God is pleased with our actions with, begins with reverence, and listen to this, humility before our Creator and our Redeemer. And you may say, well, who's our Creator? God the Father. Then who's our Redeemer? God the Son. So the idea of a quest for knowledge gives us this biblical wisdom in this broad context. And when we get that, we also know that, wait a minute, we are affirmed with a creational revelation, if you will, with the idea that no one can find moral or theological truth through observing the world, but only from God. At the same time, it distinguishes the biblical pursuit of knowledge and wisdom from all the other surrounding cultures that we deal with day by day by day. Not that they're all bad, there's just a difference in the knowledge the world offers and wisdom that only God does. It's foundational in the attainment of true understanding by using the name the Lord in preference to the more generic God. That verse that we really wrap our head around is pointing to a truth that's found in Israel's God. In addition, the verse asserts that fools despise wisdom, fools despise instruction, as a result, setting up the alternative between the two ways of wisdom and folly. This contrast dominates the entire book as the way of wisdom, righteousness, and the fear of the Lord. And we see that as the options. So if you went all the way down to chapter 3, you'd read, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And the concept of with all your heart indicates that trust goes beyond an intellectual grasp, but to this deep reliance on Christ Jesus, on the Lord himself, a settled confidence within your soul in his care and his faithfulness by his word to you. With all your heart is one of those statements that when we really wrap our head around it, we have this deep understanding of how much God truly loves us. James wrote, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. How wonderful is that promise? Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.